The Stella Prize is an annual award recognising Australian women writers, and the 2017 prize this year went to Heather Rose for The Museum of Modern Love. It's a narrative that weaves around Marina Abramovich's The Artist is Present, ruminating on the nature of art and our relationship to it. And Heather's going to be in Sydney as part of the Sydney Writers Festival. Hundreds of artists from around Australia, around the world, descending on Walsh Bay. And I have a chance to chat to Heather on Final Draft, and she's joined me again to talk about her festival appearances. Has the buzz from the Stella win worn off yet?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm still so thrilled, and I'm excited to be at Sydney Writers Festival. I actually haven't been an author at Sydney Writers Festival since my first novel came out nearly 20 years ago. So this is only the second time I have ever appeared as a writer at Sydney Writers Festival. I've come as a participant and as a very willing participant many times because I find it such incredible brain food listening to writers.
Now, for this year's festival, you're going to be doing a panel with another Stella Prize winner, Hannah Kent, as well as Sandra Phillips and Abigail Ullman, discussing inspiration. And the Stella Sparks campaign is all about the wealth of inspiration available from Australian women writers. Since you win in this year's prize, have you had the chance to reflect on your own inspirations and maybe your role as an inspiration now to new writers?
Oh, I've never thought of that. That's such a lovely thought. Well, it's a beautiful panel because, of course, Hannah Kent and I are friends, and we've never had a chance to sit on a stage together. But we have a mutual love of each other's writing, which has been fantastic. So she has been one of those people I watched from afar with Burial Rites, and I was so inspired by her work in that book. And then when I met her, she had been really inspired by my novel, The River Wife. So we had this funny love affair between us where we're both enthused and inspired by each other's work. And to get to talk about our inspirations, I mean, there's no question that some of the writers we meet through our lives become some of our best inspiration because they understand the process. But as a child, I was really inspired by my dad bringing me home great literature from the library. We didn't have a lot of books at home. We were not cash, we were not a rich family, so we didn't have lots of books, but we had a great library at the State Library, and my dad and I used to go to the State Library very regularly, and he introduced me to the Americans, and then through my teenage years, I was introduced to Peter Carey, and he was very influential for me. We studied him in Year 11, and he was the first Australian writer that I discovered who wrote magical realism and sci-fi as well as normal literary fiction. And that really encouraged me because I thought, oh, see, I can write my funny sci-fi stories and my strange magical realism stories, and they are valid. And I hadn't felt that before in Australian literature.
It's so interesting to reflect that it's so much part of our climate now that you might have once thought to yourself that was not something that was open to you.
Indeed, and I looked further afield for that kind of influence, so into the South Americans, and I just didn't know that Australian writers could do that. So that was a really big point in my evolution as a writer, to realise that I had permission, that someone else ahead of me had done that, and therefore I had permission. Then I discovered Margaret Atwood and her ability to move between different styles of novels. And she's remained a very sort of guiding light for me from afar. And also up close, let me say, years ago, Margaret Atwood was in Hobart promoting a book. And I was working on my book, The Butterfly Man, about the disappearance of Lord Lucan. So I had a very unreliable narrator. And I lined up to get my book signed from Margaret Atwood, and then I braved a question, and I said to her, "Margaret, I'm really conscious that in Alias Grace you have an unreliable narrator, and you also had to hold back from telling us what the crime had really been until very late in the novel. How did you do that? What strategy did you employ?" And she looked at me with her steely gaze and she said, "Ah, yes, I thought of Dickens. Dickens said, make them laugh, make them cry, make them wait. But," she said, "I always think it should be make them laugh, make them cry, make them think, make them wait." And that was what helped me get The Butterfly Man done. That was a really pivotal bit of information, and I wrote it in big letters on a piece of paper by my writing desk, and that's what helped me get through that novel.
Wow. The voice you can hear is Heather Rose, and if you are excited to engage further in discussions about art, inspiration, fiction and truth, you can join Heather as part of Sydney Writers Festival. She's going to be appearing on two panels. If you need to get more information, if you want to get tickets, you can go to swf.org.au. Thank you so much, Heather, for taking the time to chat to me again.
Thank you so much, Andrew.